Mother truckers, welcome to a brand spanking shiny as happy rainbow sparkle sunshine. Oh my goodness, it's almost Christmas and I ain't ready edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at all y'all from Hollywood, California, sitting up here freezing my ass off in 50 something degrees. It's not supposed to be that cold, but it is that cold to us people who live here in Southern California. So fuck you if you really think we don't know what we're talking about. But cold is cold, relative depending on where you live. What am I talking about? Fuck, I don't even know. I get off on the cold tangent. I don't know what I'm talking about. Moving on. But you're listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Throw a / listen behind that. You know what you're going to get? All the fabulous programming right here on the Crab Diving Network. I tell you, mother truckers, every time. So I hope you're listening, because to do your ear holes a favor and plug them up with something worth listening to. I'm just saying is all, right? But you can also follow me on the Twits at the H Wood Hick, and you can follow the Facebook page, facebook.com/ the Hollywood Hick. Okay, so get up on there and start listening in and start like paying attention to the world that according to the Hollywood Hick. That's what I'm saying. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. Let's just talk about things. That's enough particulars, right? That's like a minute of more of particulars than I probably should be doing. But what I'm saying is, we got to address something right off the mother trucking bat, because I say this all the time, and it needs to be stated. It needs to make sure people is aware that this truly is the truth, that I am not spouting any kind of fallacies up here on the Hollywood Hick, especially in regards to the greatest human to ever grace this planet. And you know who I'm talking about, the beloved, my favorite thing ever put on this earth, well, besides my mama. But the second favorite thing, my second favorite thing that ain't family, we'll say that, the best thing ever put on this planet, Miss Dolly Parton. You know it's true. Because what happens? Fires ravage the area of the country where she grew up in eastern Tennessee, actually very close to where the Hollywood Hick himself went to college. So I'm very familiar with that area. I used to hang out there a lot back in my utes, back when I was a young little spry thing going to college over there in North Carolina. Because I went to school in the western part of North Carolina, where it was close to the North Carolina, to the Tennessee border. So Gatlinburg and all that, and Dollywood was just a very short drive away, right? So I'm very familiar with the area. But when most people say they're going to try to help, they just do a little something. They like talk on the TV, say like, oh, I feel so bad for these people. I hope I'm going to pray for them, because praying like gets their house back from however, I don't know, something I can't wrap my brain around. But you know what does work? When somebody says what they're going to do. Now, this is what an angel, if there are angels on this earth, Dolly Parton is the queen of the angels on this earth. I don't care what nobody says. I will punch you in the throat if you try to say something different, because I am not as good a person as Dolly Parton, because I only aspire to be as good a person as Dolly Parton, because I find that an unattainable goal however hard I try, right? So if I punch you in the throat for being a bitch-ass bitch, that's just kind of who I am, and I can't help it. But it's with the best of intentions, I swear. But now, this is the thing. Dolly Parton, one, she pledged to give $1,000 a month to any of the families who lost their home in the fire. Who else does that kind of stuff? Somebody else just says something, they throw a little money to some little like the Red Cross or whatever, which that money then goes into bureaucratic bullshit. No, she is given $1,000 a month. And granted, she can afford it, but that's what makes her great, because she knows she can afford it. This is something that will actually directly help these people. So they're getting $1,000 a month for the first 6 months, for the next 6 months, until to help these people get back on their feet. That is greatness. Now, also, in addition to that, that wasn't good enough for her. She needed to do more, because you know what kind of person she is? The greatest human to ever live, as I just said. Miss Dolly Parton. We should all subscribe to the Gospel According to Dolly. I'm just saying is all, right? But she also did a telethon where she has raised, according to the Page Six, $9 million for the wildfire victims. Who else can say they did that? Nobody. But says right here, Dolly Parton says a star-studded telethon for those affected by recent wildfires in her native Tennessee has brought in about $9 million. part and headlined the Tuesday night event that was broadcast on several cable networks and live streamed online. Parton says in a statement that all donations have yet to be counted, but the total stands at around $9 million. The total is expected to rise in the coming days as mail donations are counted and the telethon is rebroadcast. So see that? It ain't even over yet. They're going to rebroadcast this shit, going to get more money to help out these people who are devastated in these fires, which were awful. Awful. I hope nobody ever has to go through that. But if you do, I hope you have Dolly Parton on your side like these people do, because obviously she makes a difference. Apparently the money goes to the Dollywood Foundation's My People Fund. It will provide $1,000 each month for 6 months to families who lost their primary residence. They're also doing that. The fires were in Tennessee's Sevier County, which is right there where Dolly grew up, right there not far from where the Hollywood hick himself went to college. And it spread to more than 2,500 structures and killed 14 people. So that was some straight up serious fireness. Like out here in California, especially Southern California, we kind of just get numb to the fires because they happen every year. We're like, oh, they're burning over there. And like, honestly, we should care more and pay more attention, but we don't. But then over there, it's not quite as common an occurrence. So like, I don't know. I just think it's horrible. It's awful because you just said there's nothing you can do. Half the time you see this freaking raging wildfire coming at you, you're like, holy sheep shit. What the fuck do I do now? That's what you end up wondering, because I have seen it here when Griffith Park here in Los Angeles was on fire several years ago. I was going over to a friend of mine's birthday celebration, which probably wasn't the best of ideas. But, you know, sometimes you just don't think things through. And I'm guilty of that, just like anybody. You don't sit there and judge. You can't judge. Also, while we're talking, you know, Dolly says you can't judge or you're already sinning. So don't be judging people. Mm-mm. No. Now, I get around that by saying that I don't judge. I assess. But semantics. You know what I'm talking about? Because I am not as good as Dolly. I try to be as good as Dolly, but I can't be as good as Dolly, so I catch myself judging all the time. So I'm like, ugh, look at you, pitiful bitch-ass bitch. And the next thing I know, I have lost my Dolly status. But I can only aspire, right? But what I'm saying is, I've seen these fires. Like, it's raging across the hill. It's just up. Like, it is huge. And just, like, mad. Like, I don't know how these firemen do it. Dolly, bless these firemen who go out and fight these fires all the time, because a friend of mine who is a fireman was describing to me not long ago while that goes into it. And it's a nuts. They got like camps they built, and like they work these shifts and cycle these firemen through. And there's like people whose whole job is they just go from like fire to fire to fire. So they'll go work a month or so of working on this giant raging wildfire, burning everything up. And then they go to this next one. It's like, Dolly bless you people, because that is a job I would not want to do, because it just looks too dangerous and hot. I don't like extremes, temperatures or anything. I don't like it when it's too hot. I don't like it when it's too cold. I only like it in the 70 to 85 degree range. Anything outside of that, I'm like, oh my goodness, could you please cooperate with a hick? But apparently Mother Nature decides to do whatever the fuck Mother Nature wants to do. But know this right off the bat on this episode of The Hollywood Hick, right here on the Crab Diving Network, that Dolly Parton yet again proves that she is the greatest human to have ever lived by going in and actually doing something to support people instead of just talking about it. So, Dolly, bless you, Dolly. You are the greatest human to ever live. I love you more than anything ever put on this earth. I even love you more than Wonder Woman, and that is hard to say. Like, it's like she's a very close second, but Dolly, dang, girl, you's the best. You's the best. You just make me have, like, I got shivers of happiness and joy shivering up my spine thinking about this. And on that note, I might have to go bring up something that I have been talking about for quite some time here on The Hollywood Hick, and I'm probably going to go from rainbow sparkles and sunshines up inside and all these Dolly Parton feelings spewing out of me from every orifice, right, into a hole of blackout rage, because this just keeps driving me nuts and I can't quit reading about it and I can't quit talking about it because it's just driving me crazy. But I might be referring to our most hated individual here on The Hollywood Hick, I would say, probably. I don't know. Like, no, he probably is the most hated. I hate this motherfucker more than I hate Marky Mark, and I hate Marky Mark a lot. I done broke the fuck up with him a long time ago. And that motherfucker, too, by BT Dubs, needs to just shut the fuck up. Like, sometimes I just want to take my sock off and shove it in somebody's mouth. And right now, that person might be Marky Mark, bitch-ass, three nipples Wahlberg. He just grates my nerves where he thinks he's, like, should go out and, like, speak for others. No. When you can apologize for the hate crimes that you committed, then we might want to listen to anything you have to say. But until you have the fucking nuts to go out and apologize for the fucking shit that you did that put you you in the fucking jail and you want us to all to kind of forget about, fuck you. I ain't forgetting. If I ever run up on you across and on the street somewhere, I'm going to be like, suck a fucking fart out of my ass, you hate crime committing bitch ass bitch. And I think that I am completely in my right place to say that shit. Because if you think that you can go out and commit hate crimes and not have to apologize for it and think you're just going to pray that shit away, then I should be able to go over there and tell you exactly what I think about you. And then if you want me to like do anything about it, I'll be like, oh, sorry, Marky. I'll just go pray about it and make everything right again. That's what I do. I'll pray to Dolly because that's what I like to do, right? Because she makes more fucking sense because she's actually sitting here doing something good and I can see her. She's right there. I'm looking at a picture of her right now. I've seen her live multiple times, so I know she exists. I know she's right there. So just quit it. That's what I have to say. Quit it. But as I was saying here, I'm back to this story. Apparently, our good buddy, Mr. Gross-Ass McGrosserson, the grossest person to ever live with his horrible drugging and raping ways, Bill Mother Trucking Cosby, going back to trial, trying to cause all kind of trouble, and reportedly seek some kind of plea deal now because he's realizing that the fucking writing's on the wall and his ass is fucked. Because, honestly, he was probably drugging and fucking ass, which is now coming around to him in a different form of getting reamed. But that's a different story. Says right here on my beloved Jezebel website. You know, I love me some Jezebel. I had to take over for the Gawkers after that Peter Thiel bitch-ass bitch went and sued him up because he had told everybody that he was a homo when probably people already knew. Well, whatever. People probably didn't know he was a homo. But that dude was doing unhomo things, which got him outed as a homo. I'm just saying. But... And also, I am against that, but still, just calm the fuck down. People just need to calm down. I don't even know where I'm going with that. We're going to move on to our Bill Cosby story. So, according to the Jezebel here, his gross-ass, bitch-ass, ugly-ass, face bitch. Ooh, I can't. It just, the whole thing just drives me nuts and just the freaking arrogance of it all. That's why I have all this. See, like, went from all those rainbow sparkles and sunshines, how long did it take? I just had to look at one picture of him before all of this freaking inner hell no came rising up, started eating at my rainbow sparkles and sunshines, Dolly Parton feelings. But we're going to power through because I feel that people need to know that this dude is horror mother trucking bull, right? Well, says right here on my beloved Jezebel, Bill Cosby reportedly seeking plea deal to avoid trial and sexual assault case, right? Well, says Bill Cosby is reportedly seeking a plea deal to avoid jail or trial and jail time on trial. See, he don't want to go to trial. That's what it is. He don't want to go to trial because then that dirty laundry gets aired, gets aired right out. And he ain't looking forward to that in no way, shape or form. Mother trucking. Right. Well, says here that he's reportedly seeking a plea deal to avoid trial and jail time on charges of felony aggravated indecent assault after failing to keep out of court a 2005 deposition in which he admitted to drugging women before having sex with them. While neither a Cosby representative nor the Montgomery County, Pennsylvania District Attorney's Office has commented on the matter, a source close to the Cosbys told DePage Six that Cosby and his family, including his wife Camille, a horrible, awful, hateful woman who has just stood by and allowed all of this for all of this time. I really have zero respect for her. I mean, really, like if any pussy should get grabbed, it's hers. I'm just saying is all. But different story. But apparently his family, his wife, and their adamant Bill won't be able to convince a jury to let him off. Cosby and his family believe he'll be eligible for a sentence of just probation and remove the threat of him dying in prison. Do not let this happen. Do not let this happen. Judge, whatever your name is, I can't remember, right? But the source went on and said they are hoping that the district attorney will feel as though he's won with a plea deal. And they're thinking that the DA will consider Cosby's age, his medical condition, the fact that he's paid the victim on the case millions, and the fact that his career is over. Fuck you. You know what? I don't give a fuck about your goddamn career, because you want to know what? Your career is what you used to freaking bait these people and then use your freaking status and your like power to on that. Like, I just can't like that. So fuck his career. I don't want to. A career shouldn't be anything to do with it. No, he lost his career. Good. But at the same time, that should not be any reason not to put him in jail for his freaking decades of drugging and raping. Just saying this all, right? It says here, Cosby currently stands accused of sexually assaulting Andrew Cosby. We know that he's assaulted her and some 60-odd other women who have come forward, and then probably like bunches and bunches and bunches more that we don't even know about, right? But according to the source, Cosby has remarked the trial is fixed, adding that he stands no chance at winning. Okay, Cosby, Sugar, let me tell you something, gross-ass, McGrocious, and bitch-ass, bitch, horriblest person ever put on this mother trucking planet. The reason that you don't really stand a chance at the moment is because people finally got fed up with your bullshit, right? And some of them were like, you know what? It's time. It's a new mindset out there. It's a whole different world. Like back when this shit was happening, and back in the 70s and stuff, people didn't talk about this. It just wasn't an environment to allow that. Now things are somewhat different. So now this shit is coming back to bite you in the ass, and unfortunately you don't like it. And you know what I have to tell you? Wah, wah. Pity, sorry, fuck you. Now you're getting your comeuppance. I'm sorry that you're old when it happens. As far as I'm concerned, I would love for this to happen sooner, so it probably would have saved some women from getting drugged and or raped, right? Right. So if this has happened sooner, so basically what you're saying is that really this should have happened sooner. But now that he's old, like, meh, whatever. Fuck you. Fuck you. But this saga ain't ending yet, because apparently over here, according to the Page Six people, some shit's getting a little bit heated up in that there courtroom for this whole thing. Like, I wish I could be a fly on the wall in this courtroom. I would love to be over there to be able to see this, because, you know, I would be sitting there just giggling my fucking ass off. But over there in that courtroom, according to the Page Six, it says here, courtroom screaming match at Cosby hearing. So this just happened the other day, right? Says a pretrial hearing meant to quietly solve a few issues before Bill Cosby's June sexual assault trial erupted into a screaming match between the comedian's legal team and the district attorney, dashing hopes of an early plea deal. Wah, wah. Sorry, guys, ain't getting that plea deal. Gross ass McGrosses, and see what happens. See, like, now you understand what it's like to not have the power. Like, you can't go and drug a freaking judge and a drug a freaking district attorney so that you can use your power over them and, like, control them and go over there and, like, suck their toes while you're whacking off. Gross. You're gross. Gross. That's just the grossest thing ever. I just, horrible, horrible, awful, hateful person, and I will never change that stance ever. Ever, 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 ever. I don't care if he gave $500 bazillion to the people who lost their homes in that fire. I'd be like, you're still an awful, horrible, hateful person. Thank you for the money. Be gone now. Bye, Felicia. Get. Keeps on saying, the lawyers from both sides of the sexual assault case bickered loudly in Tuesday's pretrial hearing over the defense team's practice of publicizing the names of the women accusing the aging comedian of sexual assault. Montgomery County Judge Stephen O'Neill holding a two-day hearing on whether prosecutors can call any or all of the 13 accusers at next year's trial, cautioned both sides to quit the rhetoric and keep his courtroom civil. Because these dudes apparently were screaming at each other. And oh God, I wish there was. Why ain't they taping this shit for the public viewings? I don't know. I would love to see it. This goes on and says, the high stakes hearing was testy from the start as District Attorney Kevin Steele clashed with Cosby lawyer Brian McMonagle over the defense's insistence on identifying accusers by name in public documents and a court hearing. Steele became enraged when McMonagle argued that prosecutors had provided him with the names of the accusers, arguing that the names were disclosed during the pretrial discovery process and were not part of the public record. Steele suggested that Cosby's lawyers were publicizing them in a simple attempt to intimidate the witnesses, which I ain't so sure ain't too far from the truth. Just saying is all. Pointing to a larger projector screen facing the galleys to be eventually used by defense in their arguments for the hearing, Steele complained, they've got their PowerPoint up right here facing the media. McMonagle countered that most of the accusers had already gone public with their allegation. These are witnesses in a trial. They are not children, McMonagle argued. Cosby's lawyers want the accusers barred from testifying at his trial on charges that he sexually assaulted a woman at his suburban Philadelphia home in 2004. The defense was expected to attack their credibility and relevance as they try to keep them off the witness stand. O'Neill ended up ruling that Cosby's lawyers could identify 11 of the women who had already self-identified in the media, which I get. Okay, that you can do. But I just love the screaming match part. But if you have not self-identified, which this judge agreed with and I agree with, then you can't go naming names. These people did not want to go public with it. They're willing to come up here in court and tell that everybody what happened to them, but they don't want everybody, the public at large, because there's still people out there who think that Cosby is getting railroaded, and those are also horrible, hateful people, to be honest. That's what I say. I stand by that, and I look them dead in the face and say, you are a horrible, awful, hateful person, and you need to be punched in the throat, basically. That's what I mean, right? remarkably, Cosby stayed quiet during the testy exchange, but this is the part. This is the part. Like, this is where you know that this dude is such a fucking shithead, motherfucking piece of shit, horrible, goddamn scum of the earth, gross person ever, because he thinks there's supposed to be humor still in this shit, and there ain't nothing funny about this. And this is coming from somebody who likes to find the humor in everything, and honestly, there ain't nothing funny about this at all. But apparently, when the funny man entered Philadelphia court, says right here, he tried a joke with security officers who used a security wand to check him for weapons. So basically he goes, "Don't tase me, bro." Luckily, not even luckily, the joke fell flat. Like, honestly, the joke fell flat. So everybody was like, "Shut the fuck up, you gross ass McGrosserson bitch ass horrible person raping drugging bitch ass bitch." Yeah, so that didn't work out well for him either. Now, this story ain't even all the way over. Let me get over here to my iPad. Oh, speaking of, the Hollywood Hick has a fancy new iPad on account of I couldn't take my other iPad anymore, not being able to fucking do shit. Every time I tried to use it, it'd say I'm reloading this or doing that. But there was one more story up in here I was pretty sure I had up in here. Here we go. This is the one. Because they're trying to say that he's gone cuckoo bananas and he can't see. So if he can't see the people who are accusing him, then he can't remember of doing anything if he can't see him, which is bullshit. They're trying to say that he's losing his mind, he's old and senile and all this other crap. But says right here, according to the Associated Press, who tends to be one of the more credible sources out there, right? Cosby shows wit, mental agility at court hearing, right? So this is happening in Norristown, Pennsylvania, but Bill Cosby's lawyers insist the 79-year-old actor has vision and memory problems that make it difficult for him to help defend himself in his upcoming sexual assault trial. Well, guess who done went and fucked that up for everybody? And I'm kind of glad he did, because this just proves how stupid this dude really is. No, and actually, it's how arrogant this motherfucker is. That's really what it boils down to. His, like, unfathomable arrogance. I couldn't even come up with a word for that. His unfathomable arrogance, right? Says right here, Bill Cosby's lawyers insist that the 79-year-old actor has vision and memory problems that make it difficult for him to help defend himself in his upcoming sexual assault trial. But the actor seemed mentally fit on Tuesday in a suburban Philadelphia courtroom as he shouted out answers to questions meant for the prosecutor. Mm-hmm. See that? Oh, somebody who is dumber than a box of rocks because he's done lost it and gone senile, apparently all of a sudden has a memory and is quite alert. Go figure. Who do you think's full of shit now? Actually, I've always known who's full of shit. Cosby and then them fucking lawyers of his. Like, these horrible, awful people. Like, what kind of lawyer defense about? I guess everybody is owed a defense. But at the same time, you should not be owed a good defense if you're this fucking guilty, as far as I'm concerned. Because, really, there's nothing he can say and or do that does not make me think that he is just 100% G-U-I-L-T-Y guilty. Right? But going on with this, Montgomery County District Attorney Kevin Steele was trying to recall where one alleged assault took place when Cosby helpfully announced that the Drake Hotel is in Chicago. See, senile people ain't supposed to remember where shit is. At another point, Cosby told the judge, who was trying to figure out his age, that he was born in 1937 on July 12th. If you're losing it, losing all your mental capacity, then maybe you're not supposed to remember these things. Goes on and says, prosecutors at this week's pretrial hearing are trying to show that Cosby, who was once known as America's Dad, no mice, by Felicia, for his top-rated sitcom, The Cosby Show, had a history of drugging and molesting young women. Blah, blah, we know this part. The defendant is, this is a quote from the accuser, saying the defendant is engaged over the course of decades in a signature pattern of non-consensual sexual assaults on young women who were in an unconscious state due to an intoxicant that the defendant administered to them, that he freely admits that he done did in that deposition that they're going to allow in court, which is going to hopefully dig him his grave and put him in the hooscow for a good long while so he don't never see the light of day again. Horrible, awful, hateful person. Bye, Felicia. Cosby's lawyers want the accusers barred from taking the stand. The defense is expected to attack their credibility when the hearing resumes on Wednesday. Okay, so what are you going to do? All their stories jive. We've already been through all of that. 60 of them so far. 60-something, from what I understand. Judge Stephen O'Neill must decide whether to permit all or some of the women to testify under a state law that allows prosecutors to call witnesses of alleged prior bad acts. There we go. Now the hick is talking right again. The accusers include one-time aspiring actress, a cocktail waitress, and a flight attendant, and among 50 women, 50 plus, Associated Press, who have come forward with accusation against Cosby since prosecutors reopened the 2004 case last year. Tuesday's hearing was testy from the start, with the judge twice warning lawyers to remain decorum. We'd just been through that. Steele clashed with Cosby lawyer Brian McGonigal over the defense's insistence on identifying accusers. We've been through that. I think we've been through all of this. But basically what it's saying here is Bill Cosby is trying to act like he's done gone senile and can't see. But there's people out there who think that it was an act. And guess who else is now starting to think that? Or actually, I never even questioned it. I think he's full of shit from the very beginning. He's been full of shit this whole time. He's full of shit. Horrible, awful, hateful person. That's what it is. I got to talk about something else. It's like, see, started out with just rainbow, sparkle, sunshine, and Dolly Parton feeling spewing from everything because she is a ray of shining, beautiful light, right? But then I have to go and talk about these other people who are just the scum of the earth. Darkness. No rainbows and sparkles and colorfulness, just darkness and awful horribleness. That's what I'm saying. So let's move on to something else. Let's talk about something else. Like, oh, I was bringing up that freaking Marky Mark bitch ass, but you know what? I can't even talk about him. Like, he's trying to say that's like, he's just an awful, horrible person. I can't. I'm not even going to click on the story about him because I'm already too riled up. I'm just too riled the fuck up. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, well, while we're talking about awful, horrible, hateful people, let's talk about this one. Who would have thought that one of the Brady Bunch children would be an awful, horrible, hateful, racist, bitch-ass bitch? I'm just telling you. But the youngest of the Brady Bunch, little Cindy Brady, right? Actress Susan Olsen is apparently a horrible, 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 horrible homophobe and racist. Yeah, who would have thought? Who would have thought? I never would have put that together. But apparently, she got her ass fired over it too. So good. So at least there's that. But it says here on the Daily News, Brady Bunch actress Susan Olsen fired from LA radio show hosting gig after a homophobic rant, right? Horrible, awful, hateful person. Who would have thought? This world is full of just horrible, awful, hateful people. I don't know why we can't all just live and let live, but apparently that is just too much to ask of anybody, because apparently everybody thinks that unless you think exactly like they do, everybody else is just wrong. W-R-O-N-G, wrong, and can't do nothing else about it, and that means you're an awful person. Nope, I'm just saying awful people do awful things, but if you're a decent person who doesn't agree with me on everything and you're just going about your life not hurting nobody, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. But when you start turning on people and start doing things that shame others or do things to put other people down or do things to harm people, then I'm going to give you a middle finger and tell you you're an awful, horrible, hateful person right to your face, because I don't give two fucks. Got it? Good. Let's go on with this story. But says right here on the Daily News, here's the story of a not so lovely lady, which is the truth. Is the straight up truth, but says right here, actress Susan Olsen, who played the youngest daughter Cindy on the Brady Bunch, was just fired from her hosting gig on an LA radio show over a homophobic rant she went sent over to Facebook. See, people keep putting this shit on the Facebook, but I don't know why they do it. They just crazy, right? The Donald Trump supporter co-hosted the show Two Chicks Talking Politics before she was dismissed by the station, according to reports. Olsen used the slur faggot over and over again toward openly gay actor Leon Accord Whiting, I think I said that right, who decided to publish the once private message publicly. Apparently, this is what that dude said. He said, a real journalist would have responded to my complaints with dignity. Nowhere amongst all of Susan Olsen's homophobic insults did she address whatever. I don't know what he said. What did she say? Whatever. But this is what she said to him. I wanted to know what he said to set her off. I thought they were going to say that in here, but they didn't. But apparently he criticized something that she said on her radio program. We'll just have to like make that up for ourselves. Just pretend. But this is what she says back to him. She goes, hey there, little pussy. Let me get my big boy pants on and really take you on. What a snake in the grass you are. Oh, my God. People, proofread your shit, because it's gonna go out for everybody to see. So that might mean you wanna make sure you don't fucking type shit like this. Listen to the next sentence. What a snake in the grass you are lying piece of shit. You are lying piece of shit. Good work there, Cindy Brady. You can't even fucking form a sentence. So how are we supposed to pay attention to anything you fucking say? I don't get it. What a snake in the grass you are lying piece of shit, too cowardly to confront me in real life, so you do it on Facebook. You are the biggest faggot ass in the world, the biggest pussy. My dick is bigger than yours, which ain't saying much. What a true piece of shit you are, lying faggot. I hope you meet your karma slowly and painfully. That's what she wrote. That's what she wrote, because this is like what's supposed to be coming out of the freaking the typing of a fucking a Brady Bunch kid, right? Well, he comes back saying a real journalist would have responded to my complaints with dignity. Nowhere amongst all of Susan Olsen's homophobic insults did she address, defend, or deny the things she said on the show that I originally was complaining about. The former child star's rant followed an appearance by Cord Whitting on the radio show and a subsequent Facebook post he made where he accused Olsen of spreading outrageous information and being dangerous and unprofessional. See, finally, I found it in this article what he had said to set her off. Yeah, so if you're going to make inflammatory statements and think that nobody might have an opinion otherwise, gee, buzz, Christ, come on, people. What kind of world are you living in? Have you paid one tiny bit of attention? Hell to the no, you haven't. But apparently it says Olsen, 55, posted numerous statuses on Facebook addressing the controversy, noting that Trump is right and will listen. She also shared that people should be able to have different opinions. Okay, Susan, Sugar, little Cindy, little Lispy Cindy, let me explain you something. It's okay to have a different opinion, but you know what's not okay? To go on a fucking hateful, horrible rant like that and start saying, like, just because you don't agree with somebody. Okay, you get it? I would happily have a discourse with you. I sit here and cuss like a sailor on here and put people down on this because this is my show and I say whatever the fuck I want to. But you're on regular radio. You had somebody on this program who you probably knew up front wasn't going to agree with you. And then when they let it be known that they think that you're kind of a horrible person and that your ideas are somewhat antiquated and just backwards, you come out with this like horrible, hateful rant. So guess what? Bye, Valicia. No mas job. After a Cord Whitting publicized the back and forth between him and Olsen and demanded she be let go from LA radio, the station ultimately fired its host. The LA talk radio people came back and said LA talk radio takes pride in its close and collaborative relationship with the LGBT community. We will not tolerate hateful speech by anyone associated with our radio station and have severed our ties with a host that veered off the direction in which we are going. Good for you, LA Radio, because sometimes people just need to take a stand. So guess what? You said what you wanted to say, and you had every right to say whatever you want to say, Cindy Brady. But guess what? They also have every right to tell you to hit the fucking pavement and don't look back. Bye, fully motherfucking shut. Okay. I'm just saying. So there we go. At least one of the Brady children, horrible, awful, hateful person. Just horrible, awful, hateful person. Can't live and let live. Got to make go out and put down others to make yourself feel better. Horrible. All right, let's find something else to talk about here. Oh, I find this quite comical because this cracks me up. Oh, one, I think it's, I was going to try not to talk about that freaking punkin' head with that fart puss and dead mangy fox on top of his head, but it is cracking me the fuck up, I will have to say, that he can't find nobody who wants to sing up at his inauguration party because ain't nobody going to do it. The only thing he's got so far is some second-rate runner-up from the freaking America's Got Talent or something like that. Like, good job. Obama had Beyonce and Kelly Clarkson. You got some second-rate chick I can't even remember her name of, and Chachi. Way to go there, pumpkin head. But I like this story right here because apparently Chachi almost got his ass kicked by a girl, and he didn't like it too much and had to call the cops. But over here on the Daily Mail, I think I also saw this on my beloved TMZ, but somehow I saved the Daily Mail version. But it says right here, it says, "Not so happy days. Scott Baio says wife of Red Hot Chili Pepper star attacked him because she was angry he supported Trump." You know what? That's what happens. She didn't agree with you. She didn't understand why you could support somebody who talks about grabbing pussy and all the other shit that he said. Like, as a woman, she was offended and she was letting you know. And then apparently you got all like scared because a woman was like giving you some comeuppance and you had to call the cops. I don't know. Let's go through the story because maybe I'm like paraphrasing or overgeneralizing or something, or just being because I'm more on her side than his. See what it is. But let's see. Let's play this here story out right here on the Hollywood Hick program. All right. So says right here. Happy Days star Scott Baio has reported the wife of Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer Chad Smith to the sheriff over claims she attacked him during an elementary school function in California. Baio, who publicly endorsed Donald Trump ahead of November's election, claims Nancy Mack accosted him at an event in Thousand Oaks, California on Saturday. The actor claimed Mack kept asking him how he could support a man who said grab them by the pussy after the pair met at the event for the school where their children study, right? Well, according to TMZ, Bayo told Ventura County Sheriff's Department that Mack repeatedly used the notorious phrase attributed to the president-elect. Bayo reportedly asked Mack to cease as there were children present. He said Mack then grabbed him under the arms and began shacking and pushing him. What the fuck is shacking? Oh, shaking. I think that's supposed to be shaking, not shacking. Come on, people. Don't y'all proofread shit no more? No, nobody does. But I think it's shaking, not shacking. Sources close to Mack said she did not assault the actor and was merely demonstrating how Trump hugs a woman. Bayo's endorsement of the billionaire businessman was rare in show business circles, as many celebrities backed Hillary Clinton. Well, because it's Chachi, right? It's like you have to consider the scale. Like, he peaked at Chachi. And honestly, looking back, Chachi wasn't even that great. He was kind of cute, yeah, but no. Bye, Felicia. Bayo's endorsement of the billionaire businessman was rare in show business circle, blah, blah, blah. He previously campaigned for Ronald Reagan in his utes. During a speech at the Republican National Convention, Bayo said, "Let's make America America again." He added, "It doesn't mean getting free stuff. It means sacrificing, winning, losing, failing, succeeding, sometimes doing the things you don't want to do, including the hard work in order to get where you want to be." Oh, whatever. Shut up. You're just over there just like, okay. It means sacrificing. What, like, you're not sacrificing anything. Everything is going to the 1%. Where's the sacrifice there, you bitch-ass bitch? Winning, losing, failing, succeeding. Okay, so only certain people, like only the 1% is supposed to succeed? Is that what you're trying to say? Fuck you, Chachi. Fuck you. Somebody should punch you in the throat. She should have not just shook you. She should have punched you in the throat. But the thing I find hysterical is that Chachi couldn't like handle, like it's like his, for somebody who wants to be some He-Man macho fucking kind of fella, a lady sure got the best of him and he didn't know what to do because he had no argument. Like, obviously, his only argument was to call the cops. Like, he couldn't sit there. There was nothing logical he could say to come back to any of that kind of stuff. He was like, but let's make America America again. She's like, but he wants to grab me by the pussy. Do you think that is okay? He can't answer that question. He can't answer that question. But he's like, he just wants to sit there. It's like going with some crazy freaking idea that these people have up in their head of how this stuff is going to trickle down. When trickle down ain't never worked. Who is it trickled to? Ain't trickled to me. Has it trickled to you? Raise your hand, everybody. Raise your hand. I don't see none, right? Whatever. All right, let's move on to something else. Fuck you, Scott Bayo. You can suck a fart straight out of my ass, and I'd be happy to tell you right to your fucking used-to-be pretty face. Bye, Felicia. Let's go on over. Oh, let's do a couple of updates on things, because last episode I was talking about, right, that dude from North Carolina, that shame of a fucking state where I grew up, Aswani. That's why I ain't going back there at Christmas, because I ain't going to the goddamn red fucking state. I ain't going back there. I ain't going to go and have to, like, put up with none of that stuff. I'm not going to, like, do anything that would end up spending any money in that goddamn place so that they'd end up getting any of my goddamn tax dollars, because you can shove it where the sun don't shine, because I ain't doing it. I ain't flying in any of your airports where you get any benefit from that. I don't care if it's one little itty bitty penny. I don't care if it's one half of a half of a half of a little itty bitty penny. I ain't giving it to you. You people are awful, horrible, hateful people. You got your governor lost, and now you're going to, like, look on something. They're going in trying to do all kind of other stuff to sort of restrict what he can be able to do. They're trying to say that they had this in the works all along, and you know you are lying through your fucking teeth, you bitch ass bitches. I hope somebody jumps in and just, like, whatever. It's just a mess. It's a mess. North Carolina, you are a shame. But I was talking about that dude who went in and thought that there was all those children being held captive in a pizzeria up in Washington, D.C., and ended up making a fool out of himself. Now he's been put up in the jail. He's being held without bail. And this is the thing that cracks me up about this stuff. Every time somebody goes and does something like this, there's always some people that come out of the woodwork, usually their parents or some family member or friend or whatever, who want us all to think that they're not some awful, horrible, hateful person. But guess what? They are really and truly awful, horrible, hateful people. But there's this article here that's coming from the Sacramento Bee is where I found this here article, right? Where this is, it never ceases to me. It's like people go in and do horrible things. I have to, whatever. Let's just go through this, right? So it says right here, parents of accused pizzeria gunman, he's not the monster, in reports. You know what? I hate that shit. I hate it every time people go out and do some horrible, awful thing, and then they got somebody saying, like, well, this really wasn't his fault. It was, like, somebody else's fault, because he just wasn't, and he's a good, but the children, he's got children, so that makes him a good person. No, people go out and make children all the time. You know what they do? They don't take care of them. They don't do things. Just because the fact you got kids don't make you any kind of good person. I've seen plenty of horrible, awful, hateful people have children. That's just how it works. But apparently, it says here, they were talking to his parents I'm lost. I got to get back on track. Here we go. It was about 10 p.m. December 4th when Harry Welch Jr. received a phone call at his North Carolina home. Friend asked Welch whether he knew his son was in Washington. Welch didn't. Check the news, the friend said. Welch, with his wife Terry, went online and began reading about an incident that had become national news. Edgar Madison Welch had been arrested after police said he walked into a family pizza place in the nation's capital armed with an assault rifle and seeking to free children who he believed were being held captive there. It was the first time that the couple had heard the term Pizzagate, the first time that they heard about a false conspiracy theory linking Hillary Clinton to a child sex trafficking ring supposedly hidden in the basement of Comet Ping Pong. Their son, they said, didn't tell them about his apparent concerns about the viral fake news story. A quote from them says, "We were stunned and my heart just stopped and my stomach just dropped." That's Terry Welch said in an interview. The Welches were hesitant to talk publicly because the news reports about their son have been so harsh and media organizations been so invasive. Okay, now this is the thing. This is where I start having issues with this kind of shit. I don't understand why people think like, "Oh, they're being so hard on my child. I can't believe they would like make a son. They would like say these things about him. I just can't believe that they would do this or want to like know what he's about or where he comes from or any of that kind of stuff." Because your kid walked into a pizza joint with an assault rifle while the place was full of people under the guise of freeing children that were being held captive that did not exist. And it would have taken one freaking Google search to find out if that was or was not the case, which we all know was not the case. Because it was fucking ridiculous. And because of that, you think that everybody's being harsh on him and the media is like being invasive. Fuck you. That's what happens when your fucked up child that you raised and allowed to think this way. Because honestly, that shit begins at birth. These formations of thoughts and ideas. I grew up around you kind of people. You're from fucking Salisbury, North Carolina. That ain't far from where my ass grew up. I know you people. You're freaking set in your ways and you think that everything should be according to your design and plan, and you sit here and you teach this to your children who then go out and do this kind of shit, so you can't be shocked on the fucking flip side. That's just how it works. You can't go and play victim when you've been the one who's been feeding this for 30 some odd years. I'm just saying is all. Fucking ridiculous, right? Well, the Welches traveled to Washington, apparently, according to this, so they could attend the 28-year-old son's, 28 years of this bullshit. So I thought 37, but 28, whatever. 28's old enough to know fucking better. Fucking 8 is old enough to know better. They went to Superior Court. Edgar Welch, who goes by his middle name, faces multiple gun-related charges. Then why don't you just fucking call him Madison Welch? Because if he goes by his middle name, you're like, who goes by his middle name? It's fucking stupid. Yes. Let me explain something to everybody. In the South, people go by their middle names quite frequently. I, myself, go by my middle name. Always have, ever since I've done popped out. That's just how it is. I don't know why it's so fucking confusing to people. I don't understand why people can't wrap their brain around it. I will show my driver's license to people and tell them my name is Brent. And then they will look at it and be like, "Well, it doesn't say Brent." I'm like, can you not read into the second name in that list? It's three names there. They make up my whole one. And you can't get past the first one to look at the second one and go like, "Oh, now I get it. You go by Brent. And Brent is your middle name. Look at that." Okay, moving the fuck on. Why that's so goddamn confusing to people is beyond me. But trust, that fucks with people worse than you would ever think in your entire life. That's also an illustration of how stupid fucking people are. Tangent, we're moving back to the story. He said, no one was hurt, but police say Welch fired a gun inside the restaurant and pointed blah, blah, blah. Harry and Terry Welch said they have not been able to talk to their son. He has tried to reach them, but with the media calling nonstop, they stopped answering the phone. They declined to talk about guns and about the specifics of the case. Like, of course, why not talk about the thing? Why not sit there and take some sort of accountability, or like say like my kid has to take accountability for this because he done did it. We know for a fact he done did it, and he's in trouble. That's what it is. This is the part that killed. This is where I have issue with this kind of mentality all the time. The Welches were hesitant to talk publicly at all because the news reports have been very harsh. Like, what do you expect? Like, oh, poor little delicate flower. He was just misguided. He went in there with an assault rifle shooting stuff up to try to make some point that didn't even need to be made because he wasn't smart enough to do his fucking research. Guess where that freaking mentality starts? Right there with you, Terry. Terry, and what's your husband's name? I can't find it on here because like Harry and Terry Welch. Fuck y'all. I hate that shit. Well, since they wanted people to help people understand their son as they know him, loving and responsible. Do you realize that the recent actions of your child negate the responsible part of your description here? They also call him an affectionate father of two young girls. They quoted it saying, I want people to know he is not the monster he's portrayed to be. You know what? Right now, I can't believe you. Because you want me to tell you why? Because he took it upon himself to go in and take an assault rifle into a restaurant full of people like it was his fucking duty, when in all actuality, he had no business to be there, and what he was doing was wrong, and he knew it all along that he was wrong, but he thought he was going to be some sort of freaking vigilante save the day bullshit. He needs to quit reading all them Marvel comic books if he can't realize and try to figure out how to freaking separate fiction from reality. I don't know. But she goes on, his mama goes on and says, fear can alter your perspective. And I think this has driven a lot of the misconceptions about our son. We want to dispel those misconceptions so people will really know our son. You're an idiot, woman. You know what we know about your son? He's an idiot. Two, he's an awful, horrible, hateful person. And three, he didn't. He went in there with a gun, put people's lives and everybody else in jeopardy because he freaking wasn't even smart enough to get to the bottom of the whole fucking story. Apparently, he didn't say anything to his parents or friends, right? He just got in his car and went there. Harry Welch said that after the incident, his son's outgoing and energetic personality shifted. He became melancholy and quiet. I would probably become melancholy and quiet, too, when the reality of the fact that I'm going to be sitting up in this jail cell for a long motherfucking time sinks in. So that has a tendency to make you a little bit not quite so bubbly. I'm just saying, rainbow sparkles and sunshine ain't nothing going to be pouring out of that motherfucker for a long time. Just saying it's out. Welch said his son began showing signs of what he believes is post-traumatic stress disorder. Like, oh, fuck you. Oh, my God. He was traumatized. This is a quote. He was traumatized. We feel that accident changed it. What accident? What accident? Bullshit. Whatever. Bye, Felicia. I can't read this story anymore. Towards the end, his mom is like, he's a dad first. Well, you know what? That right there is what pisses me off the most. That kind of statement right there. Because you want me to tell you why? Because if he was a dad first, he would have thought about those two little girls and not gone off and done what he did. So now they don't have a father because he's going to be sitting up in jail forever. So if you think that statement makes any fucking sense at all whatsoever, you are dumber than I gave you credit for at the beginning. And I already thought you were dumb as shit. Okay, so that right there, he's a dad first. Fuck you. You know what? If he was a dad first, he would have thought about those two young girls and he wouldn't have done this shit. He would not have done this shit. He would have done his research, found out it was bullshit, and moved on his life. You know where he'd be? Sitting there with his freaking two young girls in his lap going on with everything like everything's fine, fixing to have Christmas and have Santa Claus and everything be fun. But no, you know what's going to happen? His family's going to be miserable all through the holidays, all through a long, long stretch while he goes to trial, ends up in jail for quite a long time, has to explain his actions, has to explain where he came from. Why is all this? You're going to be sitting there like some sort of pariah because your kid's a fucking fuck. I'm just saying it's all. So, there's an update on this fool. And apparently he's like, I feel really bad. I'm sorry. This went too far. Well, you know what? Those are like hindsight is 2020. And guess what? Hindsight is biting you in the ass, Madison. See, I'll call him by his middle name because I get it. Freaking stupid ass Sacramento B. I don't understand that stuff. His name is Edgar Welch, but he goes by his middle name. You don't even tell him what the middle name is. Reporting today sucks. I swear to God, it's horrible. All right, what else are we going to talk about? Ooh, because you know I like talking about this. Because last couple of episodes, it ends up being about awful, horrible, hateful people. Good thing I started this with the most wonderful ray of sunshine in the history of ray of sunshines, Miss Dolly Parton, because the rest of the time I'm just talking about horrible people. But I think I spoke about this recently where Kathy Griffin, that comedian, who I kind of like, I think she's funny. And yes, she is somewhat a little bit... like whatever, she makes fun of celebrities in her comedy, very much like Joan Rivers used to do. But it's just like that's her shtick. That's what it is. And apparently, she wrote this new book, right, where she was calling people out. Like she said, John Hamm's an asshole. She called out other people for like some of their like untoward behavior. But you know, I love me some blind gossip, right? The blind gossip website is one of my favorite things out there, right? And I love when they have us solved, even though we knew Zachary who this was back when this came up. But now we got even more proofs. But it says right here, Jekyll and Hyde. That was the headline of this one, but it's solved. But the original blind item went something like this. Said, people think that this comedic TV host must be as nice behind the scenes as they are on TV. No. In fact, you don't even have to go behind the scenes to see that they are not the same as their on-screen personality. I've been talking about this many times, and it's true. But this thing goes on. This is from some people who were in the audience a while back of her television talk show. It says, we were shocked at host behavior when the camera was on. It was all smiles and jokes. As soon as the commercial break came, they didn't even look at the audience or the guest. Instead, the host was slumped down in the chair, scowling and looking pissed off and tossing off nasty comments to the crew. Then as soon as the camera back on, boom, back to smiley and nice. The audience was looking at each other with their jaws dropped like, what the fuck was that? It was shocking to see this full psycho transition over just a couple of minutes. By the way, we could tell that every member of the crew on that show is either terrified or unhappy. I would be too if my boss was Jekyll and Hyde. Well, womp, 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 cut to who is it? Ellen, the motherfucking generous, right? I've talked about this before. She's a horrible, awful, hateful person, apparently, which is sad because, honestly, I think she's funny. She's engaging on TV. She's fun to watch. But I hate that when somebody has this public persona of being this, like, super nice person, and then really you find out they are just horrible, awful, hateful. It's just, like, just horrible. But says here, solved. It's the host, Ellen DeGeneres. Besides the audience comment, member comments we've received, we've also heard from show staff that Ellen DeGeneres' TV persona is exactly the opposite of her real life behavior. Celebrities in Hollywood also know that Ellen is mean, but given her popularity, generally keep their opinions to themselves so they can appear on her show. One celebrity who did speak out about Ellen's mean streak, comedian Kathy Griffin, has been at war with DeGeneres since 2007. In her book, Kathy Griffin's Celebrity Run-Ins, My A to Z Index, she talked about the feud. So apparently here, so from the Huffington Post, this came, said Kathy Griffin says Ellen DeGeneres is livid after mean streak comment. Because you know why she's so mad? Because it's true. That's when people get the most mad. They're like, oh, you done outed me to everybody. But says appears there's some bad blood brewing between Kathy Griffin and Ellen DeGeneres. In a recent interview with Access Hollywood, Griffin claimed DeGeneres is furious with her after she called out the talk show host for having a mean streak that all of Hollywood knows about in her new book. When the two comedians discussed Griffin's claims over the phone, the comedian said DeGeneres just really was on a rant. I had mentioned on your show that I wish that women would support each other more, in particular super, super influential women. I expressed that to her and she was like, I don't have to have anybody on my show I don't like, which is her prerogative. But at the same time, if you're going to be a bitch ass bitch, see you next Tuesday. Somebody might bring that up to somebody. That's just how it works. You don't get to have your cake and eat it too, Ellen. Okay. And also, if this is true, quit making our people look bad. We don't need anybody out there who's like freaking one way on the outside and another on the inside. Look at Bill Cosby. I just went through a whole probably 20 minutes of talking about that motherfucker. That's what you are. Nice on the outside, horrible on the inside. That's just what you are. Says this goes on, says, according to Griffin, DeGeneres repeated, I don't hate you. I don't think you hate me. But after hanging up, Griffin said she started sobbing. At the end of the day, whether we like each other or not, I'm always going to support a woman over 50 in the game and making a great living. In Celebrity Run-Ins, Griffin does not identify DeGeneres by name, but instead describes a beloved daytime talk show host with short blonde hair. I mean, who else would it be? I mean, you might as well have just said Ellen, Kathy. Come on, girl. Come on, we know who you're talking about, but I like how you try to keep it sort of coy. During a November appearance on Access Hollywood, Griffin confirmed the blind item was indeed referring to DeGeneres. The apparent feud between the two women has been ongoing since 2007 when DeGeneres did a monologue about how mean I am, Griffin said. I was in the dressing room like, shit, you're another woman comic. Come on. Which I agree. It's like, because from doing comedy and seeing it, it's like women sit there and want each other to support each other, but they don't. A lot of them don't. There's like a lot of jealousies and backstabbings. It's like comedians do it in general. But it's like, I kind of agree with it. It's like other homo comedians. I would expect to get my back, but sometimes that ain't always true. It's a tough business, y'all. It's a tough business. Apparently that same year, DeGeneres criticized Griffin in an interview with W Magazine, calling her fellow comic very mean. I know she had a big thing about wanting to be on the show, and we didn't book her. She did a whole thing that I banned her from the show. I didn't ban her from the show because first you have to be on the show to be banned. And that is about as bitchy a comment as you can get. So it's like basically you're saying, she's horrible. Basically, says the blind gossip people go on and say, so Ellen can say that you are mean, but you are not allowed to point out that Ellen is mean. Got it. Which is that, which people who are like that have a complete double standard to everything. It's like the people who sit there, my child does these awful, horrible, hateful things, but they're a loving father and child. I don't understand how this could ever happen, because you know what? You're as deluded as they are. And it sounds to me like Ellen is deluded too. And honestly, people should stand up to these people. I don't understand. Like, I think somebody should just give her a big fucking middle finger and be like, what? Like, go on the show and just be like, why are you such a horrible, awful, hateful person? But it would get cut out because that shit's all pre-taped anyway. It ain't live, so it wouldn't do any good. But it would probably make you feel better for a few minutes before you are ostracized by a whole bunch of people who think that she's wonderful, even though she's horrible, awful, hateful. Just saying, holy sheep shit, I just realized what time it is. I done about run out of it here on the Hollywood Hick. I was just jabbing my jaws about how horrible Ellen is, and we is done here today, y'all. I was going to make you feel better about yourself. We're going to have to do that next time. So that does it for me. I'm getting out of here. Doodle-lam, doodle-lam, do, mother truckers. Buh-bye. Boo-lam, 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 boo. Toot-lam, toot-lam, toot-lam.